Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
The key sentence for lesson 33 is...
Anna-san ni agemasu.
I'll give it to you, Anna.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Anna is staying in Shizuoka City with her friend Sakura. Today, Sakura is attending a friend's wedding ceremony. So, Anna has come to a campus festival with Sakura's cousin Kenta. They're viewing the exhibition of the photography club where Kenta belongs.
Let's listen to the skit for lesson 33. The key sentence is...
Anna-san ni agemasu.
I'll give it to you, Anna.
これは僕が富士山で撮った写真です。
あ、私だ。
驚いた？後でアンナさんにあげます。
写真をくれるんですか？嬉しいです。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Kenta has taken Anna to the exhibition room for his photography club.
これは僕が富士山で撮った写真です。
This is a photograph I took at Mount Fuji.
これ
is this.
は
is the particle indicating a topic.
僕
is I. It is a casual word used by a man when he refers to himself.
が
is the particle indicating a subject.
富士山
is Mount Fuji.
で
is a particle indicating a place.
撮った
is the た form of the verb.
撮ります。
To take a photo. The ta form expresses the past tense or the perfect aspect.
写真
is a photograph, a photo.
です。
is a polite expression at the end of a sentence.
僕が富士山で撮った I took at Mount Fuji is modifying the noun 写真 a photo, right?
That's right. The words, phrases, or clauses that modify nouns come before the nouns.The verbs and those modifying phrases or clauses take the plain form like
撮った
I see. We're to use the plain form of verbs, that is, the dictionary form or the た form. So, what is the book I read?
The book is
本
that I read is
私が読んだ
So, the book I read is
私が読んだ本
I see. 私が読んだ本
Let's go back to the skit. Anna says,
あ、私だ。
Oh, that's me.
あ
is an exclamation expressing a surprise.
私
is me.
だ
is a casual expression at the end of a sentence.
So the photo of Anna is on display, isn't it?
That's right. Kenta took the photo when they went to the scenic spot of Mount Fuji the other day. Kenta says to Anna,
驚いた?
Are you surprised?
驚いた
is the た form of the verb.
驚きます
to be surprised. If you say 驚いた with a rising intonation, it becomes a question.
If you want to say it politely, it becomes 驚きましたか
後でアンナさんにあげます
Later, I'll give it to you, Anna.
後で
is later.
アンナさん
is Anna.
に
indicates the recipient of an action.
あげます
is to give. In Japanese, it's not common to use you.
あなた
to refer to a person you're directly speaking with. In many cases, to do so could be impolite. So instead, say his name or her name.
I'll keep that in mind.
I'll give it to you, Anna, is today's key sentence. Let's practice saying it.
アンナさんにあげます。
Anna is surprised and asks,
写真をくれるんですか?
Are you going to give me the photo?
写真
is a photo, in this case, the photo they are looking at.
お
is a particle indicating the object of an action.
くれる
is the dictionary form of
くれます
to give.
んですか?
is an expression we use when we seek an explanation or a confirmation. Anna continues,
嬉しいです。
I'm glad.
嬉しい
is an adjective meaning glad. This is a polite expression at the end of a sentence. Let's listen to the skit for lesson 33 again. Today's key sentence is
アンナさんにあげます。
I'll give it to you, Anna.
これは僕が富士山で撮った写真です。
あ、私だ。
驚いた？後でアンナさんにあげます。
写真をくれるんですか？嬉しいです。
Now it's time for Teacher's Teacher, where program supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned two verbs that mean to give, agemasu and kuremasu. This is something unique about Japanese. The two words seem to have the same meaning, so it might be difficult for people to understand the difference.
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, in Japanese, we use different verbs depending on whether we speak from the perspective of the giver or the receiver. Like Kenta in the skit, when the speaker gives something to the listener, the speaker says,
あげます.
From the perspective of the giver. あげます is also used when people generally give something to others. But be careful. あげます implies giving a favor to others. So,It would be impolite if you used this word when you talk about giving something to a superior. In such a case, you say,
差し上げます.
An expression that indicates respect to the receiver. On the other hand, if somebody gives something to you, you use,
くれます.
From the perspective of the receiver. So when Kenta gives Anna a photo, Anna uses the word, くれます, with Kenta as the subject.You also use くれます when somebody gives something to a person close to you, such as your family members. You call those people who belong to your inner circle,
うち.
The distinction between
うち,
people close to you or who belong to your inner group, and
外,
people distant from you or who are outside of your circle is important in speaking Japanese properly.We do not use honorific words when we speak about people who belong to uchi.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up, we have sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors. First, please listen to this.
Niko niko.
Ah, I know this word. When people smile, it's niko niko.
That's right. Niko niko describes a person smiling silently and happily. There's also a similar expression.
Nia nia.
This describes a person who is giving a faint smile, but it's not a positive word. It could describe, for example, someone who is smirking or leering at a beautiful woman. In today's sound words, we introduced
Niko niko.
And,
niya niya.
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events in Anna's tweets.
今日は
At the campus festival, there were food carts by students. I ate fried noodles. Autumn is said to be the season for art, sports, and good appetite. What a good season!Did you enjoy lesson 33? Today's key sentence was
Anna さんにあげます
I'll give it to you, Anna.
Next time, Anna will enjoy abundant seafood in Shizuoka.
Join us again.
さようなら。